against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, May 27th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. Don't send me any videos or long stories, links during the show. Save those until after 12 noon when I get off the air. Greatly appreciate it. Greatly appreciate you guys doing that for me. One of the things that we're very much interested in is promoting these events and giving us the opportunity to network, get us the opportunity to party, have some fun together. And again, I told you guys, you know, it's going to cost you about $500 for all these various events over this calendar year, 2025. One of the things that this is on the list is the Risk It Fest event. RiskItFest.com is the website. And again, you just heard Ian, the price slide discounted tickets are going to stop this Friday. You can still on Friday get your tickets, but this Friday will be the last day to get the discounted prices, and then the tickets are going up. So greatly appreciate if you guys want the information. Just text me FEST, F-E-S-T, for RiskItFest.com's website, as well as the sponsorship link if you want to sponsor the event, get your business some recognition, your organization some recognition. They've got all kinds of shout-out prices. They've got banners that you can hang. You can put things on the big screen. You can get a mention during the event. You get 4 VIP reserved tickets for the event. Friday, the day before, I'm going to be participating in the golf outing that they have. The golf outing is going to be at the Ridge Golf Course starting at noon. That's going to go until about 5, 6 o'clock, and then we're heading back over to the south location. 4029 Old U.S. 27 Highway. It's off of I-75 exit 279, head south a mile. It's on the east side of the road, right across the street from Otsego Lake. So greatly appreciate you guys being a part of it. Vicky and I are going to be there on Saturday. We're going to actually, after the golf outing on Friday, we're going to be going to the VIP event over at the location, at the New South location. And then Saturday, we'll be there at noon until 11. I want to see the fireworks. We're going to have a great time. Beautiful weather. I already talked to God. It's going to be 84 degrees, sunny, and blue skies. That's my prediction. So we're excited. We're going to have fun. Again, just 3 weeks from this Saturday. So text me FEST, F-E-S-T, and I'll send you all the information. The story I mentioned with Ian with regards to Jocelyn Benson being held in contempt. Well, she is doubling down on this. And it's kind of interesting because now she's even put out a short video snippet that's on her website. The House in Lansing, state representatives voted to hold Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson in civil contempt for declining to fully comply with previous subpoena requests asking for election training documents. That's all they're asking for. What manuals, what training manuals did you provide to the clerks in the state of Michigan, the county clerks, the township clerks, city village clerks, to conduct their elections for the years 2020, 22, and 24? That's it. Well, the election took place, folks, November 5th of 2024. We all know what happened. President Trump won Michigan. President Trump won the White House. The Republicans in Lansing took back the majority. It had been a two-seat Democrat majority, 56-54. Well, after the election, 58 Republicans to 52 Democrats. What did that do? What did that trigger? What that triggered was, with the Republicans getting the majority back, they took back the speaker. They took back the speakership. They took back the gavel. What does that mean? Well, with the Republicans now in the House majority, Speaker of the House became Matt Hall. In that process, the Speaker, Matt Hall, gets to appoint the chairmen of these committees. One of the committees is House Oversight. You have a similar committee in the Senate called Senate Oversight Committee. Well, the Democrats still hold a one-seat majority there. Why? Because Governor Gretchen Whitmer refuses to call for a special election to replace the 35th State Senate District State Senator. That Democrat got elected and went to Washington, D.C., effective January 1st of this year, leaving a vacant Senate seat in the 35th Senate District. If you live in the 35th State Senate District, I believe it's like Bay, Saginaw, Midland counties, you're without a state senator. You have been since January 1st. The reason she doesn't want to call that special election is because it's a toss-up district, which Donald Trump won over Kamala Harris. The laughing hyena got her butt kicked in that district. It is a MAGA red district now. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer knows full well that if she holds that special election, the Republicans are going to win that seat. When they do that, it becomes gridlock in the state Senate. For the last year and a half of her governorship, they will have 19 Republicans and 19 Democrats tied gridlock in the state Senate. Who breaks the tie? In the event they have a partisan bill that comes up, and it is a fact, 19-19, Republicans voting yes, Democrats voting no, or vice versa. Well, guess who breaks the tie? Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. He is and has been the lieutenant governor under Whitmer her entire governorship. Well, guess what? He's running to replace her. He's already announced and he's traveling around the state, holding himself out to be a moderate Democrat when in full-blown fact he is a socialist communist. Garland Gilchrist, folks, is not a moderate Democrat in no way, shape, or form. Well, here's a little conundrum that the governor finds herself in. She has come out publicly and said that she's going to allow this open primary to take place without her putting her finger on the scale and endorsing zero candidates. She's not going to endorse anybody. She's not going to endorse Garland Gilchrist, her lieutenant governor. She's not going to endorse Jocelyn Benson, the current Secretary of State. She's not going to endorse Chris Swanson, the Genesee County Democrat sheriff. She's not going to endorse the independent Mike Duggan, mayor of Detroit. But if she calls for this special election so you people who live in the 35th State Senate District can actually get representation in the Senate, and it goes to a Republican, well, now she's got to rely on Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist to break the ties of any legislation she wants passed for the next year and a half, the last year and a half of her governorship. Now, Garland Gilchrist, being advised, I'm sure, by some very astute political consultants, is going to tell him, dude, you're in the driver's seat. Why don't you and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, go out and have a lunch? And why don't you explain to her that if she wants anything passed for the next year and a half, she needs to come out and publicly endorse you for governor to replace her next year in 2026? Well, she doesn't want to do that. I believe you people in the 35th State Senate District, you're not going to have a state senator until the elections next year. You are not going to have any representation from January 1st of 2025 until January 1st of 2027. You are going to be without a state senator for 2 years because of this problem the governor has herself in with her lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist. And meanwhile, his opponent, Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, who's been found in court 7 different times to have broken our election laws. The problem, those election laws that she broke have no punishments attached to it. So as a result, guess what? I can break these laws and it doesn't matter because there's no fines, there's no penalties, there's no jail time, there's nothing. Who was the idiot governor that signed these bills into law back in the 1970s? William Milliken, Republican Rhino from Traverse City. Why? Because they never imagined anybody would break a law and that they needed to attach a punishment to breaking that law. They couldn't even fathom that as being potentially something a Secretary of State like Jocelyn Benson would be willing to do, but she has. And even what Ian Smith said, the day she announced and launched her run for governor, she did it in her own building. She couldn't have found the steps outside. She couldn't have gone to a hotel. She couldn't have gone to a business to announce. No, she does it from inside the Richard Austin Secretary of State's office. You can't use your own office for future campaigns. It is a clear violation of our election laws. Well, guess what? Her fellow comrade in arms, the socialist communist attorney general we have, Dana Nessel, did an investigation. And she determined on her own that that was not, in fact, an intentional violation of the election laws and gave her a pass. Now, had that been a Republican Secretary of State announcing for governor in that building, you can bet Dana Nessel would have absolutely found them guilty of a violation of campaign finance law and would have issued them a $100,000 fine, if not more. But you see, she doesn't prosecute or charge Democrats. She only does that to Republicans. Well, we're going to wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number 2. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here, final segment of today. Going to wrap up this story. The House Oversight Committee Chair, Jay DeBoer, Republican from Clay Township, St. Clair County, who, by the way, used to be their county clerk for 12 years before he became a state rep, and House Election Integrity Committee Chair, Rochelle Smith, have asked for documents numerous times since last November. But Benson's office has argued that the House has yet to show how releasing the guidelines advance a, quote, legislative legitimate purpose, end quote. The duel sent a final letter to the Secretary of State requesting compliance with the subpoenas and for Benson to meet with the two lawmakers in person to discuss the department's objections to the subpoena. They had an expired deadline that she did not meet that triggered the letter, and a response from the Department of the Attorney General on behalf of the Secretary of State, which they said that they are open to a meeting, but again restated their objections for releasing election training materials. DeBoer said at a press conference last week that the Secretary of State is basically, quote, thumbing her nose, end quote, at legislators trying to determine the lawfulness of her elections administration. Then the House of Representatives as a whole will make a request, which they did, and found that she was, in fact, in contempt of their subpoena. The House Republican lawyers have been directed to go ahead and take the necessary steps proper to ensure compliance with the House subpoenas, including the initiation of legal action, end quote, said the letter. Well, the problems that she has is that they believe that they, the legislators, haven't proven to the Secretary of State's satisfaction this following sentence. The information that they've subpoenaed must have some, quote, legislative legitimate purpose and must be, quote, relevant to that purpose, end quote. The committee has met neither of these requirements, reads the letter from the Secretary of State Civil Rights and Election Chair, Heather S. Meingast. Okay, first of all, they don't have to prove legitimate legislative purpose, nor do they have to prove that it is relevant to that purpose for the materials they're requesting. Nowhere in the statute, nowhere in the Constitution does it say they have to fulfill those requirements. This is something that the Secretary of State and her attorney and her civil rights election chief, Heather S. Meingast, have chosen to use as the reasoning why they're not going to give them the previous year's election training materials. It's that simple. So, making quote of the day last week, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson said, if Chairman DeBoyer and the House Republicans want to go to court over this, we will see them in court. Exactly what Ian Murphy said. They believe that they have liberal judges that would be hearing these cases, and that the Secretary of State would be convincing enough with the Attorney General, Dana Nessel's representation, to go into court and say they're not entitled to these training materials. Why? Well, they don't serve any legislative legitimate purpose. Yes, they do, Jocelyn. Because what you've been doing is you've been updating your election materials starting in February of this year. I've been to the website. I've been to the ePortal website, which is public domain. And I see a lot of these training materials were updated in February of 2025, just 3 months ago. What updates, what changes have you made to those election materials that were not in there back in 2020, 2022, and 2024 when you sent them out to the clerks and how to conduct our elections? Because there's one problem you're failing to understand. That is the state and the U.S. constitutions, both of which state very clearly it is the legislative body that determines how our elections are to be conducted in the state of Michigan per our election laws. You, ma'am, are only the Secretary of State, and you are obligated to follow the Constitution as well as those statutes. And you have already proven time and time and time again, 7 times, you're willing to break election laws, especially if there's no penalties. And now you're claiming that your training materials that you provided to clerks on how to administer our elections is your own private domain, and that you don't have to give them to the legislative body, which is, per the Constitution, required to administer the elections per the laws that they write and a governor signs into law? Well, we're going to continue following this one, folks, because per her quote of the day, we will see them in court. Well, can't wait for that day to happen. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Smith & Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith & Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing.